USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Texans are still under boil orders for their water as the state works to recover from last week's winter storms. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for 77 of the state's 254 counties, allowing for federal assistance to come in. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says his city is in most need right now of plumbers and plumbing supplies. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that repairing all of the burst pipes in the area is a large undertaking.
With so many homes across the city having pipes that burst because of the frigid weather and major leaks, major water damage, we need a lot of plumbing materials and supplies like right now. We have a number of licensed plumbers but could use even more. But the main thing is that even when plumbers are going out, it's very difficult to find the necessary materials and supplies, and we are needing water as well for people across the board.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Two Florida women tried to deceive healthcare workers in order to get doses of coronavirus vaccine. Wendy King has more details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the debate over school reopening continues, districts are trying to follow recent guidelines from the CDC while listening to concerns from both teachers and parents. The president of the American Federation of Teachers says that some districts are establishing best practices that can be replicated across the country. Randy Weingarten tells NBC's Meet the Press that she thinks New York City is doing a good job establishing protocol.
There's no perfect solution, but frankly, I think that New York City has done a pretty good job in terms of showing the way. Big school district, lots of issues in terms of old buildings, and we learned a lot from what New York City did in September and October. And in fact, my members, I just did a survey of my membership, and 85% have said that they would be comfortable being in school if they had the kind of testing, layered mitigation, like, you know, and vaccine prioritization.
Novak Djokovic captured his 9th Australian Open Championship Sunday, beating Daniil Medvedev in straight sets in the final. After the win, Djokovic called the tournament a roller coaster and the most emotionally challenging of his career.
It's hard to compare, but it has been definitely one of the emotionally most challenging Grand Slams that I've ever had with everything that was happening, you know, injury and off-the-court stuff, quarantines, and has been, at least to say, a roller coaster ride in the last, you know, 4 weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.